put forward. So this is a game changer. A game changer that all of you gathered here should capitalize on. Our country has now moved to a level where we are very serious about infrastructure. We're very serious about enabling the construction industry to do what they do best, to construct big and impactful facilities and structures, and to do it with the confidence that we have the money, 1 trillion rand, we have the systems in place, and we have the enabling environment. And we will continue to create that enabling environment so that your industry can thrive. The purpose of this summit is to ensure that the investments that we are talking about and the reforms that we have now embarked upon, particularly in the network industries, do indeed turn the country into a massive building site. We want to see cranes and construction vehicles in cities, in townships, in villages, and in rural areas. Many, many years ago, when I visited China, and as I was being driven through the streets of China, I just saw cranes and cranes and cranes, and I came back and said, this is a country that is going somewhere. And indeed, through that vision of the cranes that one saw, China has been transformed. Many, many parts of China have been transformed. We want to see a similar display of cranes and yellow equipment scattered right throughout our country. And you are the people, the companies, and the entities that can enable that. So the future construction built of our nation is in your hands. When visitors travel by road or rail or air, they must see a country that is at work. They must see that we are a country that is determined to go to a higher destination. We will not let anyone derail these efforts. We will not negotiate with construction mafias. We will not yield to the cable thieves or those who vandalize infrastructure. And we should really say we have declared war on the construction mafias, and they will not stop us. I am very pleased and encouraged about the progress that we are making. That, yes, our communities are making, our police service is making, and you yourselves as actors in this built environment are making to deal with those who want to hold us back in the form of construction mafias or cable thieves or vandalizers. In fact, what we should tell them more clearly is that they don't belong anywhere else, they belong behind bars. Because if they continue to do that, they shall be arrested and be sent behind bars. The law enforcement agencies, yes, will continue to deal with those who break the law. As part of its contribution to accelerated infrastructure development, the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure recently announced the South African Construction Action Plan, which the Minister spoke about. It is a framework for collective and individual accountability, a plan that sets measurable targets, real timelines, as well as enforceable consequences. The plan outlines actions to prevent underperforming contractors from securing new contracts from the state. It aims to fix cash flow constraints and use technology to track construction projects in real time. We want to deal with the underperformance of contractors who leave projects incomplete. And I want to say, when you are a contractor, we want you to dedicate yourself to completing the projects so that we can be proud of you as a contractor, and we can be proud that you have completed the work that you were meant to do. Every public works department will establish a procurement war room to identify blockages, speed up evaluations, and ensure that projects move from bid to site without unnecessary delay. The plan includes actions to strengthen audit and governance outcomes and to professionalize the built environment in the public sector. In essence, this plan will ensure that projects are started and completed on time, within budget, and with no wastage and no cost overruns. In just over a week from now, we will be hosting the very first G20 Leaders Summit on African soil. But it has not only been the Leaders Summit that will be taking place in Johannesburg. It has been the entirety of the G20. We've had almost 130 meetings that have been held throughout the country in all our 9 provinces. And we should be proud as South Africans that we have, over this whole period, been able to host many people who've come from all over the world to our country, to our provinces, to our towns, and to our cities. And we have hosted them without any incident. That is one thing we should be proud of. And we commend the work of the G20 Disaster Reduction Working Group, because the work of the G20 has been divided into various working groups. And this working group has been at work, and through their work, we have placed on the global agenda the need to ensure that infrastructure is built to withstand extreme weather events, and that countries have the resources needed to rebuild in the wake of natural disasters. We're the first country that has addressed this issue of disaster recovery. We all know that many parts of our country are now prone to disaster damage. And what we've put on the global agenda, which is being broadly embraced and accepted, is that we should not only focus on constructing infrastructure, facilities, we should also focus on what happens when there is damage, and how we rebuild, and how we get resources to rebuild and recover. In doing so, we have placed infrastructure at the center of economic progress and human development on the global map. We look forward to the outcomes of this National Construction Summit, and I'm confident that your summit will place infrastructure development on a new trajectory. You've got a wonderful tailwind, that is now blowing your sector, the construction sector, to move forward with greater determination and with greater speed. And that tailwind is the plans that we've put in place, is the money that we are putting behind infrastructure build and construction, and it is the reforms that we have put together that we've been working on for quite a number of years that are now going to be enablers. And we are confident that your summit will turn plans into projects. And we are confident that it will accelerate the progress towards a South Africa that works for all. So you are at a very important juncture as an industry and as a sector. I do firmly believe that your sector is now poised for greater growth, for greater progress, and we have put in place a number of enablers. But we also have a ministry and a department and the leadership that is up to the job. Minister McPherson, Deputy Minister Zikalala, and all the other ministries and departments that work together, we are all determined that infrastructure should be the main area of activity in taking our country forward. And I'm really pleased to be talking to all of you gathered here, because you are the real actors. In other words, you are the real deal. If we ever wanted a real deal, you are the people who are going to build our country to go forward. So I encourage you, get into this. Our country is poised. Whether they like it or not, we are now poised for great growth. I repeat, we have the money, we have the leadership, we have the opportunity. Just go and construct South Africa. Thank you very much.